Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Three questions to ask yourself every morning. And answering these questions can have a profound effect on your life. That's what we'll cover in this episode of the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. Welcome, I'm your host, Bob Baker. And wherever you're listening to this, could be Spotify, Apple, or somewhere else, go ahead and hit subscribe or follow so you get notified of all the new episodes I post at least one a week. So about three episodes back, I talked about a new practice that I added to my morning routine, specifically regarding journaling, and a series of questions that I asked myself that were revealing some pretty surprising things. That one was Season 2, Episode 2, and what you're listening to now is Season 2, Episode 6. If you want to go back and listen to that one, great, but it's not required to fully get what I'm about to talk to now. So basically, I have been journaling off and on for decades, especially as part of a morning routine. I probably first was introduced to this concept of journaling through the book The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And she made popular this thing called morning pages, where you sit down and write out your thoughts. She recommended like three full pages. I don't think I've ever done that. I just write until I feel I'm fulfilled, and quite often it's just one page or even a half a page. And like I said, I've been doing this off and on for years, and I never had a specific agenda with it. I kind of let whatever wanted to come out. Sometimes it was just a brain dump, just to clear my mind of ideas before I did a meditation. Sometimes I would write out affirmations, you know, those positive self-talk statements that you repeat back to yourself, or just random silly thoughts that I just wanted to jot down. So whatever would come out. But about 3 weeks ago, I started experimenting with a different approach, and I was really amazed by the results that I got from it. So as I mentioned in that earlier episode, I would ask myself a series of questions and then listen and wait for answers to show up. But since then, I've kind of refined this and I've narrowed it down to three key questions that I think are really important ones that you can ask yourself every morning if you choose to. So I won't leave you in suspense any longer. I will share them with you right now. So question number one is, what message do I need to hear? Again, what message do I need to hear? And actually, all of these questions, you are tapping into your internal guidance system, your intuition, your gut feelings about things, maybe even tapping into your higher self or infinite intelligence, however you want to describe it. But this first question is meant to uncover things that maybe you're avoiding, maybe things that you're procrastinating about. Maybe there's a priority in your life that you just need to be reminded of. And so asking this question is really powerful. What message do I need to hear today? The second question is, what message do I need to share today? So beyond what do you need to hear, what message can you share with others? And the people that you share it with, it can be as small as your immediate family or your friends. It could also include coworkers or your community. And if you have an online or offline platform, like a blog or an email list or a YouTube channel, you might be able to apply this question to that. But it's a really powerful one. What message do I need to share today? And then this third question takes a bit of a different approach. And it is, what idea is seeking to express itself? And I love this one because it kind of takes the pressure off yourself to have to come up with the message. What idea is seeking to express itself? So the way I approach this one is I almost think about there's this idea, there's this concept that is floating in the universe, and it's seeking to be expressed and to manifest into physical form. And I'm just opening myself up to be a vessel to receive that message, to receive that idea, and then write it down. And perhaps if I feel inspired, I will act on that idea. So I think each of these questions kind of hits it from a different angle. And some of the answers that I got in my journaling practice were pretty profound. And I'll share one of those with you toward the end of the episode. But here's what I suggest that you do after you ask each question. And basically, you're just going to sit in silence and listen. See what comes up when you ask each question. Sometimes things will come immediately. Sometimes things will come slowly. And sometimes they don't come at all. And if they don't, that is all right. Don't force it. Don't be disappointed if you don't get some profound answer. Just ask the question and listen. And the answers can come in all sorts of ways. You might hear a word or a phrase. You might see a word. You might see in your mind's eye a symbol or a picture of something. You might hear something, smell, taste, and touch something. So don't think that the message has to come in a specific way. You're just sitting. You're open, you relax, you ask the question, you listen, sit silently, and see what comes up. And sometimes what comes up doesn't make any sense, and I just jot those things down, I go back and I listen some more, and sometimes they never make sense, but quite often I'll look back at it a minute or 10 minutes or even later in the day, and I go, oh, of course, that's what the message is. So let's take a few minutes right now to actually do this exercise. I'll play some soft music in the background. I will ask each question probably a couple of times, give you some space to see what comes up, to jot the answers down before I move on to the next question. So let's do that now, and then I'll just share an example of an answer that I got after we do this exercise. So I invite you now just to relax. Do your best to clear your mind, to relax your body, to sit comfortably, and just think of yourself as being open and ready to receive whatever comes through. So I'll ask this question, I'll give you a little space, I'll repeat it again before I move on to the next question. Here's the first one. What message do I need to hear today? I'll ask it again. What message do I need to hear today? If you received an answer in whatever form, go ahead and jot that down now. Here's the next question. What message do I need to share today? Thank you. One more time. What message do I need to share today? Go ahead and write down anything that came up for that one. And the third one, where you are simply a vessel that's open for a message to come through, the question is, what idea is seeking to express itself? One more time, what idea is seeking to express itself? And go ahead and write down anything that came up with that question. So, did something come through for you? Perhaps it did on one question, but not on others. Perhaps a lot of things came. Perhaps nothing came. And whatever the experience was for you, it's okay. It's perfect. I suggest you try it again tomorrow and the next day, because you'll get different messages different times that you ask them. So before I wrap up this episode, I just want to share just one example of some of the things that came through for me. And this is when I asked the question, what message do I need to share today? So I asked the question, and immediately in my mind's eye, I saw peanut shells. You know those peanuts that you buy at a bag or you buy at the ball game, and they come inside the shells that you crack open and you eat the peanuts that are inside. And it's weird because I never buy those things. I mean, we have an assortment of nuts in the house at all time. And if they are peanuts, they're already out of the shell in a jar. So this was weird that this particular image came up. And then that was immediately followed by an image of a box of Cracker Jacks, which I haven't purchased in years. I guess I ate them at times when I was a kid. I think they're still around. I know there are peanuts as part of the ingredients of this sugary treat. And at first I'm like, what the heck does this mean? Then I started thinking, well, to eat peanuts that are shelled, you obviously have to crack open the shell to get to the goodie that you want on the inside. Aha! So that's like a metaphor or an analogy for personal growth, is it not? Sometimes we go through life with this shell around us, it can be a shell that we display to the world, also a shell that defines us through our self image and how we identify ourselves. And quite often, to get to the goodness that's within each of us, we got to crack open that shell and let the goodness out. I said, oh, that's really cool. I like where this is going with the shelled peanuts. But what about the Cracker Jack box? And then I realized, with Cracker Jacks, you eat the snack that's inside, and usually at the bottom of a box, what is it? There's a prize inside. Oh my God, the analogy just continued with the silly notion of Cracker Jacks. And you have to open the box and clear out the contents to get to the prize that's inside. And it all became crystal clear for me. We all have a prize inside of us. We all have a gift within us. And so often, when we try to improve ourselves or get over a rough patch, we're looking outside of ourselves. We're looking in the exterior world for a solution, for something to rescue us, when all the while, the prize is inside. The goodie is within us, and we just need to crack the shell, open the box, and let that thing out. Pretty cool, huh? So that's just one example of some symbols and answers that came to me when I asked these questions. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Another thing I want to encourage you to do, if you don't already, is go to my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube while you're logged into your account there and search for Bob Baker Affirmations. I post at least 2 or 3 new videos every week. That's the place where all my newest recordings are posted first. And subscribe to the channel while you're there. And I also have at least 13 albums, digital albums of this material on Spotify and Apple and pretty much all of the streaming music sites. But to find those, just search for my artist name with those albums, which is Bob Baker's Inspiration Project. So there's all sorts of ways to be able to consume this inspirational material. I want to get it into the ears of as many people as possible around the world, so that more and more people like you can benefit from it. And I sincerely hope that you are. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the podcast. Until then, so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.